Yeah, that's it, Josh. I reckon not touching the table will probably stop the banging. That's it. Put your hands in. Just keep your hands in there the whole show, and we won't have the Josh banging.
How is the only one who's involved in music and recording the one who can't, like, literally doesn't know how to do sound?
It's not that I don't know how to do sound. It's the fact that I'm making a lot of extra noise in the background, I think. And that is probably because I'm a tapper. I'm a drummer.
There you go.
It just happens. Also, is it happening right now? Because I can't even tell. I'm not doing anything.
No, it's better now. Better now.
All right.
It's a very distinct sound, and I know straight away from the sound that it's coming from you, just because I've heard it so many times when I edit, and you probably hear it when you edit as well.
I've literally got my microphone on like 3 foam pads, and then I got the wires that are coming out of the computer on foam
pads. It's not the foam pads that's the issue, or the microphone. It's your hands. Can you put foam pads on them? I lost my voice. Can you put foam pads on them? Sorry.
See, this is a reference that you won't get, Josh. You need those gladiator hands, Bowen.
My hands actually look like them. If you look at my hands, I hate photos. I'm sure I said this. I hate photos of myself because it looks like I'm wearing one all the time.
Have you ever heard of gladiators? Not the film.
The show.
Yeah. Did they have a show like that in America?
Yeah, where they got like gear on and they're like fighting.
Yeah.
There's like a big steam, like steel ball that they run around in, and they have to get on top of these like little volcano mounds, and it shoots steam up through it. And
well, there's different events, and they have to like a normal person. Yeah, that's it. I don't know if it's a British thing, but they used to have like a massive foam hand with a finger pointing up, but it was like, I don't know, about 2 feet in length, and you used to put your hand inside it, and everybody used to go, doom, doom, doom. Another one bites the dust. And look, all the kids used to do this with this foam hand. And that's what you need to stop for your typing.
Do you remember the wolf? The wolf was like the best and the worst.
The baddie.
He was a baddie.
Yeah.
But he was everyone's favourite, wasn't he?
I feel like they hired like pro wrestlers that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that sort of thing, isn't it?
Have you played with Dom Hayden, Josh? He came over from New Zealand.
I don't know if I've played around. I've played the same event and like talked to him.
He looks like the wolf. He does.
Does he?
He looks a little bit like the wolf, especially now the wolf is looking older. You look it up and you'll see the resemblance. You don't know who the wolf is, do you?
No, I'll look him up though.
So yeah, that
Gladiator was one of my favorite shows as a kid.
The wolf is a legend. What was the woman that everyone liked? Jet, wasn't it?
They had the game that
Jet.
Shoot tennis balls out.
That's it, yeah. Out of a gun thing.
What? Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
It was sick. It was like behind, it's like a shield on the gun as well. You just hide behind it and you just like take them out.
That's Takeshi's Castle, that is, mate.
No, it's very similar, but I feel like Gladiators was like the original Takeshi's Castle.
The better Takeshi's Castle.
The better one. Gladiators was class, wasn't it? And then they tried to bring it back and it was crap because nobody knew any of the gladiators were. And
You're never going to replicate Wolf, are you?
No. And what was the ref's name? John?
Gladiators ready!
What was his name? John
Inverdale.
No, that's a bloody commentator.
John.
That's going to bug me now. But
Gladiators. Who's John Inverdale?
Yeah.
John Anderson! John Anderson!
Anderson. That's it.
Is he alive still?
And did they do the Travelator at the end, Josh?
Yeah.
And you had to run up like a conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. John Anderson's still going, Duff.
Is he?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
90.
He was older.
90.
Should we go be in the live audience?
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not going Gladiators.
I went to see it. They filmed that in Birmingham.
I bet you would. You would have gone to see it. You would have. Because you're spoiled.
Free tickets, wasn't it?
Spoiled single child.
Nah, it's free tickets.
I remember my mum and dad said, we're going into Birmingham, and I was dead excited. I was thinking, I'm going to see it. I am. I'm going to see Gladiators. It turned out we went to go and see a panto instead. I was fuming. All I wanted to do as a kid was go and see Gladiator. It was on a Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went a few times.
Oh, of course you did.
Just because it was free tickets.
Of course you did.
But there was, like, on the show, it's like most shows, I would imagine. There was like loads of wait time in between while they set up all the stuff. So you're just waiting around.
No. It only takes as long as the show's on for. I know it does. It's live. It's the Fash, wasn't it? It was Fash, no?
Fashion, yeah.
Did you guys see any? Did you ever go to like a wrestling match, like WWE or WWE?
No, it's not that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Of course, he did.
At Earl's Court in London.
It's not. Nice.
I don't know which one it was.
I used to like wrestling, and it is big over here, but it never comes over here. Like, it don't come over here.
It does more now. It does more now. I keep seeing adverts for it now. Like, there was at Cardiff the other week or something. I see it was on BT Sports.
Tyson Fury was fighting, weren't he?
I saw that. He came out of the crowd and punched this guy. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I feel like wrestling would be the perfect fit for him, though.
He could talk.
I used to watch WrestleMania, and Mickey Rourke had done The Wrestler, the film, and he came out and he was... tried punching Chris Jericho. Oh, I used to love wrestling.
I went to it was like a Monday Night Raw.
Did you?
In my hometown. Yeah. And we were like 16. And then after the show, we went to this bar. My buddy's mom took us to this bar because Chris Jericho's band was playing at this bar.
Oh, because he's got a band? What's the band called?
Ah, damn it. I can't remember. But anyway, he had this guy with like a pig mask on, like on stage, just like dancing around on stage. It was weird. But one of the best nights of my life. I mean, yeah, because he was in the ring during the wrestling and he's like, come see my band at Rivalries tonight. And we were like, looked at his mom like, yeah, we're doing that.
She was a cool mom.
Yeah, she was.
Nice.
The old Walls of Jericho.
I used to.
How many times did you do that to your friends at school?
I was a Chris Benoit guy, belly back suplex.
No, you can't say that.
I know.
You can't say that. Crippler crossface. He did the crippler crossface as well, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. My favourite, and this is so cliche, I've got two. The number one was like The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Everyone loves The Undertaker, and. The other one was Jeff Hardy as well, because he used to Swanton Bomb. Do you remember that move?
Yeah, The Undertaker is pretty cool for disc golf, because I'm pretty sure he did the Tombstone, right?
Yeah. Tombstone pile driver. Yeah.
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to
bring it back.
Implant.
Bring it back.
What am I trying to say?
I'm trying to sneakily. So it's like all of a sudden we're talking about disc golf and no one even knows how we got there.
Right. Before we start the show, I've been asked, can I give a shout out to, now this is only relevant to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, but it's a shout out to Team Rimmers. That's what I've been told to say.
Rimmers?
I will tell the lads off air who it is, but I'm not going to divulge who it is now.
What a great feature that is.
But I've just been asked.
Can we have more of them next week?
Secret shout outs, of course you can. If anyone wants a shout out, just message me. This person messaged me and asked for it.
Oh, okay.
So
right. I'm going to message you next week.
Well, you ain't getting a shout out. You're on the frigging show. Oh, I had something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember.
We'll save it for the show.
No, because it was something non-disc golf related.
Yeah, the whole show is non-disc golf related, Bo.
We had this discussion with someone on Friday, didn't we? That we're not actually a disc golf podcast anymore, are we?
No.
So yeah,
I don't know what we are, mate. But we ought to start it.
Yeah.
because otherwise we're just going to keep talking and talking and talking. So
that's the idea of the show. We'll get it going.
Well, that is a podcast, I guess. But right.
Well, it's time for In the Chains, the UK-based podcast for amateur disc golfers. Get ready for course reviews, disc reviews, and the latest news and updates from the disc golf world. Your hosts will also talk about their own progression and have a lot of fun along the way. And now, here they are, two Brits and one Yang. Let's get started.
Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of In the Chains. And on the tee box tonight with me, as always, we have Mr. Josh Birmingham.
Yellow.
And we have the milk drinker himself, straight out the carton, as you can see on the video screen at the moment, Thomas Bowen.
Good evening. Well, I bought 4 pints the other week, and it goes out, well, I say the other week, last week, and it goes out of date tomorrow. Now, I know...
What?
I know milk's a sniff test. It's not necessarily a date on it. But, like, I may as well drink it whilst before it goes out of date, hadn't I?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
It sometimes it goes out of date, like, on the day or, like, the day before in this country, I feel like. It's less preservatives than in the States.
Yeah. Depends what milk you go for. If you go for whole milk goes out of date dead quick. I could get semi-skimmed to last, like, a few days... Like, I'm drinking a semi-skimmed at work that went out of date on the 11th because it's fine in the fridge for whatever reason. As long as it smells all right, it's fine. They're talking about taking the best, because it's the best before date as well. So that means you can drink it past if it's all right. They're genuinely talking about taking dates off of milk because... You know if it's off because
people skip to the farthest date away to buy it, and then all that other stuff just gets thrown in the bin.
Well, I know people that will literally take the date on milk and pour it away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
it's ridiculous.
Have you even tried it?
No.
The my missus' dad always has is it Gold Top?
Yeah, good milk, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Tasty.
I feel
tasty.
Like everybody goes, oh, it's almost like drinking cream.
It is. It's amazing. Is that all you wanted to say?
Yes. But I just thought, I did watch a video on milk the other day, and it was like raw milk, and it was like, I think it was like what they called, they live in Ohio, Josh. Not Quakers.
Mormons.
Is it Quakers?
Mormons.
No, not Mormons.
Yeah, it's
they're Dutch.
Yeah,
Dutch.
Yeah, Mormons, not Mormons, sir.
No, it's not Mormons.
Ah, I know what you
like
mean.
I just
the ones that ride around on the carts.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh,
why can't I remember
they're
this?
Not Mormons. Oh, what's the name?
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah,
I know what it is.
Those people, like, they drink raw milk because obviously it's like they don't like mechanical production, I suppose.
Yeah,
is probably the reason why. But and it was like a government agent going to their house to like basically see if there was like raw cow's milk there. And it was like basically, you know, when you see these arguments and they're filming like law enforcement trying to do something that you just feel like, what are you bothering for?
Yeah,
and it was that basically, but it was quite amusing because like
Amish,
they just didn't give Amish. That's it.
Sorry,
Amish.
But they didn't give a shit about, as you can imagine, this law enforcement coming. But it was quite amusing anyway. But anyway, so what you been up to?
I've just been entertaining my mom and stepdad for the last 4 days.
Right, you've got a stepdad. Nice.
I've got lots of step this and that.
I was
all
hoping
over.
You'd introduce me to the mother.
My mom.
sorry, mate. That was a low blow. That was.
Well, yeah.
Because how long has it been since you've seen him?
It's
been a while, I bet.
Yes, yeah, been. When did I go home last? Over the summer last year. So about a year.
Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, like I've been doing all year because of the baby. Everyone's just been visiting.
Are they still here?
One week after the next. Yeah, they're leaving in the morning about 7 a.m. to go get on the plane. So I left them. We actually went and played disc golf today in Croydon because they wanted to see the course and where I spend most of my time, basically. So we took them down, and I got them to play the short course. And then we went to Box Park and had a pint of beer.
What you mean, Josh, is they wanted to see you the whole holiday, but you've been down at the course, so they had to come and find you.
Had to come. No, it was actually really funny because, you know, we've been doing like touristy stuff and took a boat down through central London on the Thames the other day. It was really nice. And so I said, you know, what do you want to do on your last day? And she said, well, I either want to go see where you work in Surrey. And I was like, well, that's not happening because I'm working tomorrow and I'm not going there any more than I have to. And she goes, or go to Croydon and see the disc golf club. And I was like, that can be arranged. That's the first time I've been out in 2 weeks, so that was nice. But yeah, we just played a quick short nine. I didn't keep score. I pretty much birdied everything.
Who's we?
Me, mom, stepdad, Blair, and the baby.
Played. Blair play?
She played three holes, and on the third hole, she just was like, I was basically making her play, and she was like, oh, I don't want to play anymore. She's like, I feel like I'm back in high school in PE. And I was like, fine. I was like, well, finish this hole and you can quit. And then she got like within like 5 feet of the basket and then just like walked away from it with the baby. And I was like, where are you going? She's like, that's a tap in. I was like, oh, she knows what she's talking about.
You should say, no, there's no gimmies in this song.
But yeah.
She'll have a note with her next time. She'll just pull out of her pocket.
Yeah. My mom said I don't have to do this crap.
I've got an idea, Josh, like for a job that you could have. Because you seem to have family coming out of the woodwork, left, right and centre, you must have got pretty good at doing all this touristy stuff. So why don't you become a tour guide?
I could, honestly. I really could. Well, I know every little section of town, what people like will like to do, and then I can get them to the area of London where that's happening or whatnot. But yeah, it's an expensive thing.
I reckon I could be a good tour guide. There are so many Americans you can fleece. I mean, up here we got Shakespeare Country, we've got Cadbury's chocolate. I don't know where else really. Would they like where the Industrial Revolution started? Maybe. No. I could take them.
Americans don't really care about history.
They do. They love it. Peaky Blinders. Fuck me. I hate the Peaky Blinders.
You could find some of those guys that dress up like the Peaky Blinders and just have them walk around with them for like a day.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Bowen, if it's Americans as well, just find like a stately home and say it's Downton Abbey.
Or just tell them that's where the Queen grew up.
I'm gonna con Americans. By the way, I think we should dedicate this episode to the Queen. Josh is shaking his head. Everyone else seems to be dedicating stuff.
I'm shaking my head up and down.
I think we should, don't you?
Every website I go on says about it.
My electrical wholesaler said, we're deeply saddened. I'm like, did you, like, no offence, but did you know her? This is my thing. Like, it is bad. She's done a great service to the country. But, like, how many think people need to jump on the bandwagon?
I was looking at a book of stamps the other day and just bust out into tears.
We won't have you take... We can take the piss out of it. You can't, Josh, because you're not from this country.
Leave her alone.
Exactly. But we're getting a bank holiday, which is always a good thing. Like,
yeah, that's nice.
I'll take it. You equally can't take that because you're not English. When your, like, monarch dies, you can have a day off, Josh.
Well, it's funny because I saw this video and it was like when Americans heard that the Queen died and it's just like... teenage girl, she's like, what? Beyonce?
But yeah.
As soon as it come through, because I was looking about bank holiday, and as soon as I read it was going to be a bank holiday, I said to Bowen, I said, it is going to be a bank holiday. Disc golf, ?
Why don't you head up? What? Oh, no. We're going to see you on Sunday anyway.
Yep, coming down. I just sent a text to Blair as we started the show to make sure I had permission for Sunday.
You mean you haven't asked yet?
I knew we didn't have anything going on, but I forgot to run it by her, but I was like, she'll let me. So anyway, it's official. I'm in.
You're in.
Sweet. So that's for the video. The video we alluded to last week but can't give any details about yet.
The video we don't speak of.
We're all pretty excited. Now, however, I don't want to tempt fate, but I feel like there may be deaths on this video, maybe. Well, potentially.
There's been people dying.
Yeah, I feel like somebody might not come back from
recording this video. There is potential.
So, just hope it's not me.
Is it the Royal Rumble idea I had where we fight each other for clickbait?
For clickbait. As it is a thumbnail.
Disc golf fights compilation one. I reckon I could fight the three of you, one after the other.
How is it that every week I get asked what I've done the first time, and then it just goes off on this like tangent that has nothing to do with anything I've done or you guys have done? And then I'm like, okay, well, now I need to ask these guys. But by the time I ask them now, they're going to be like, oh, really, Josh? Thanks. You finally asked.
Yeah, Josh, you haven't asked us. You could have got it. I've had a great week of you.
I can't get a word in edgewise. I feel like we're all very excited this week. Last week, we were all about to fall asleep. And now this week, we can't be kept down.
That's it.
Although I'm really tired. But let's go to Bowen real quick.
Well, it's... The only disc golf I've done kind of ties in with Duffy anyway, so we met up with... I'm going to say, now this is going to surprise you, but my new favourite member of the Shamside podcast, because the other one bottled it, completely bottled it.
He just let you down.
He let us down. Yeah. The one who organised it, Schmail, he organised it, me, Duffy, and Schmob, booked it off the date off because Dale was off. We get to the day before and then Dale's like, oh, I can't come anymore. I'm not going to allude why, but he cancelled on us.
Well, it's funny because I'm on that chat that you guys were talking to the whole time and I was like, God, shut up. But I guess I could just mute it. But it was kind of funny. And he's like, I'm sorry, but my duties to the queen or something lame like that. And I was just like, yeah. Gag me.
Exactly. Did you like my thing about how would he explain being late if he was stuck on the toilet with constipation? Yeah. And he's like,
yeah, I mean, what if
shut up, you're being stupid now.
So basically if he were on vacation in like Fiji,
he'd have to get back.
And had a hot curry the night before.
He'd have to be back in an hour from Fiji.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm.
It sounds a little sus to me.
It's horrendous what Pizza Hut makes its delivery drivers do, but there we go.
Okey-doke.
So we went and played Quarry. We had a round at Quarry on Blacks, and we had a round at Gillies on the new blue course.
Okay, so I thought you guys were going to stay at QP the whole time.
Yeah, well, it sort of evolved during the day, and then we went and played Arrow Valley to finish as well.
Oh, wow.
Did you play
100 holes?
101.
Yeah, wow. we made sure of it.
Wow.
No, not quite 100. But we played Quarry. I played pretty well. Bowen was...
Blacks.
Not really constant. Yeah, Blacks. I shot 2 over, and I was evens on 18th tee. So I took a 5 on the 18th. I was gutted, because I was like, I've only got to par this. I can easily par this. And I threw it into the, like, it come out of my hand early.
Evens, like 970, isn't it? Kind of.
Yeah. I think I haven't actually looked, to be honest, but I imagine it's a pretty decent score. But it went into the trees, you know, the one that lined down on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
And it basically dropped right underneath that, so I didn't really have a shot, second shot. So I tried to throw, like, a four-hand roller to get it to, like, bend right round, because I really didn't have anything. And it stood up, and it just went, and I was like, oh, no.
All the way to the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, I ended up taking a five, so I was a bit gutted about that. So even though it was like my personal best by at least two shots, maybe even three shots, like as much as you think I would be happy, I was still pretty gutted that I didn't, because I thought I could have ended evens.
Finally caught up with you.
Yeah.
Thought
yeah.
You escaped it.
And like, but Bowen, if you don't mind me saying, he was chatting loads and not really concentrating and didn't, but still ended up with not too bad score.
I think I still got my PB on the blaps, and I was not really paying attention to it, to be honest.
You were just really sad to not have your buddy Schmill.
Well, I think that when you're relaxed, you play better anyway. And yeah, Duffy said I weren't concentrating and missed some easy putts, but I didn't let the pressure build too much on certain shots, so I didn't play that bad, did I?
No.
And the putting's a million times better as well anyway, isn't it?
Starting to get better, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went over to to Gillies and played the new blue course there. Tell you what, Josh, you haven't played that yet, have you? I really like it. Really like it. It's really nice.
18 holes?
No, it's still 12. Another 12 okay. holes.
Yeah.
But it shares, from what I can make out, it shares one hole with the white tee.
Does it?
Yeah. The last hole.
Yes.
And the one previous to the last hole, so hole 11 on the blue tees, we played that hole on a tournament once, but it's not part of the normal course. So I have played that hole before, but I don't think it's part of the other courses. I think they just incorporate it into that one tournament. So basically, it's like 11 new holes, basically. But they're really good. I was talking to Gilly afterwards, and Matt. I will say Gilly. We was talking to Matt after the round, and he was talking about sort of how the fairways were cleared for the white and the orange, and that he'd used a different company or different person, I suppose, to clear the brush away and all the sort of the brambles and the clearing of what like fell in trees and stuff like that. He used a different company, and it does look a lot better in my opinion. I was really, really impressed with it. I really like the course. I'll definitely go back and play it. So if anybody hasn't gone and played that, I would recommend giving it a go. I would say it's like most holes are sort of 85 to 100 meters. There's sort of fairways that if you hit your line, you have a decent shot. There's not many holes where you're counting on loads of luck. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some wooded holes where you play in some courses.
That was your one sort of criticism over the orange and whites, wasn't it? That some of the holes
It was tight, and there was like, I felt like there was unfair trees on some of the holes, sort of, that you could throw a perfect shot, like, and it still hit trees and stuff. Whereas I felt like it had been cleared properly, the blue tees, and I just really liked the course. Really liked it. I thought Matt's done a really good job.
Meant to be harder than white?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'd say like 85 to 100 meters for pretty much all the holes. But it was really good. Really good.
Nice.
I can't remember what I shot round there, but I played all right. Played all right. And you played all right round there as well, didn't you, Bowen?
I definitely lost concentration by then.
Oh, had you?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I was having too much fun with Rob, I was, to be honest. Like, so.
And then we took Schmob over to play the infamous Arrow Valley. We played 18 holes there, and we had a good day. Really good day.
48 holes.
three lots of 18. What's that? Yeah, 48.
Oh, I thought you played 12 at the other one.
Oh, yeah, 12. Yeah. 18, 18, 12. What's that? 48. Yeah. But we had a good day. I really enjoyed it. It's nice when you have a full day, and you know, because a lot of the time, I don't know what it's like for you, Josh, but like we'll go out and I'll have time to go and play around and then sort of go home or whatever. But it's nice when you've cleared a day, you've got you can go early, you've got nothing to come back home early for, you haven't got to be anywhere for a certain time, you just play until it gets dark or till you've had enough or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's nice to have a stress-free day.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you got to rush home and do stuff, you're constantly thinking about, oh, what time is it? Oh, I got to go. And then you just don't settle in.
Yeah, it's nice just to have that day when there's no pressure and you can just play all day. And yeah, class. But other than that, I think I speak for me and Bo. I don't think we've played anything else.
Could I just say that you beat Rob on two of the courses and you tied on the other one.
So that basically means that In the Chains is better then, doesn't it? So
yeah.
Well, I mean, we all knew that anyway, didn't we? But shall we move on? We've covered that because we have actually got a topic for the end of the show this week, and it's not a made up one. Genuine topic.
No, we have.
Well, I have. I need some advice. So we'll leave it at that. We'll go into the news. So we'll just have a quick word from our sponsor before we do that.
Since 2011, Upper Park Disc Golf has focused on disc golf bags and accessories with unique styles, innovative designs, and unmatched comfort. They use cutting-edge design techniques and durable outdoor materials with a lifetime guarantee, so you can focus on what really matters, keeping it in the chains. Whether you're a Bowen or a seasoned pro, Upper Park has the bag to fit your needs. Go to upperparkdiscgolf.com today and save 10% with our code INTHECHAINS10. Now back to the show.
Right, over to...
Bowen's Fake News.
I will be taking over the news today.
Ooh.
Bowen, you just take a seat and relax.
I'm laying down as we speak anyway, so I might close my eyes. Thank you, Josh.
Basically, for anybody listening, Bowen got back about a minute before the show started tonight, so he literally hasn't been able to do any sort of prep or anything like that. So Josh has very kindly offered to help him out.
Okay, we'll start over... we'll start with some local news. There was no tournaments, but we did have four and a half people out for a charitable day of disc golf. Played 100 holes over 5 courses. So we had Adam McCrory of Ace, Harry Messenger from Don't Shoot, Noah Smithson, DGUK. Who's the other guy?
Shane Cooper,
LDGC. From LDGC. And we had Jamie Matthews for about a round and a half before the Achilles gave up, which I don't know what he was expecting out of that 100 holes with an injured Achilles. But, you know, he was trying to do some good for the world. So,
yeah, we'll give it a go.
Hats off.
Yeah, that's good going.
Yeah.
Because as we were leaving Gillies, they were just starting because I think they played quite a few holes at Gillies.
Yeah.
I at that point I was thinking, I'm getting quite tired now. We'd only played bloody what?
Sorry lads, I couldn't be asked to walk over the other side of the field to see you. Like, I know that sounds rude, but I was losing interest by then because I was like my arm was hurting. I just thought, oh, let's just get over it. Let's get over to Arrow Valley and get on with it. Rob, I noticed because he's sponsored by Ace, was proper teacher's pet and said, I've got to go over and see them.
Schmob.
Schmob Schmickle, yeah.
Well, it's sponsored by everybody, isn't it?
I can't tell where he ends and they begin.
Exactly. Exactly.
But all I was going to say before Bowen interrupted was we'd play like 30 holes and I was starting to get pretty tired. So I was thinking, when I see them and I thought, playing 100 holes. That's going to be pretty tiring, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's good going. So,
yeah, it looked like they finished up at, what was it? Was it QP?
It would have been QP, I think, yeah.
Yeah, they finished QP. I think they said they played the last 2-3 holes in the dark, so they finished about, I don't know, 8 or 9 o'clock. Look, about 8:45, 9 o'clock.
I think they raised over £1,000 as well, didn't they? Well over £1,000, I think.
Yeah, that was their target. That's really good. They've exceeded it. And
that was for prostate cancer, was it?
Yeah, for prostate cancer. But yeah, it's 100 holes at one course would have been hard enough, but they had to travel in between these 5 courses, so that was probably the most challenging part of it. But
yeah,
I don't know as well as you guys, but some of those courses were probably like an hour away from each other, weren't they? Or
yeah, I think there's fairways, and do they play Dinton as well?
Yeah, those two
are pretty close together.
Those two are about 25 minutes away, and then
Cotswolds probably is what, another 45 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah,
and then from Cotswolds to Gillies, it's what,
another 40-50 minutes.
It takes some doing, they're all fairly close,
but like especially at this time of year, like the daylight's starting to close a little bit, and it's like, so it takes some doing just to fit it in. So yeah, a fair play to them. Do you know who won on the day or not?
I mean, I'll give you one guess.
Who's playing? No, did Noah win?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he smashed everyone, I'm pretty sure, but I mean, I think he was like neg 30 for the day.
There was a rumor neg going 30. Around that he didn't smile all day.
I think Harry and Noah were like kind of neck and neck for about halfway through the very first round, and I was thinking, huh. I was like, but also, it's a very long day, and there's no way he's going to keep up.
No, not with a young whippersnapper.
No, because it's not just how good are you at golf anymore. It's like, can you survive 100 holes?
I'd have done his. I would do his Achilles as well so that I'd beat him, I would.
Just like, act like you threw an errant drive straight into the back of his heel, yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
oh, sorry, Noah. Oh, did I beat you, mate? Oh, no.
I don't think DNF, you beat him with a broken Achilles, to be honest.
But yeah, well done to them. I would have loved to have tried to take that on. Maybe I'll do my own for charity in the future.
I know, like,
when I'm available.
The invite list was very, very tight, wasn't it?
Exclusive. But yeah, no, that was good. And now we go to the States, where we had the Butler County Classic in near Pittsburgh.
You've just made that.
No. Where is Pittsburgh? Trivia question.
Pennsylvania.
Boom. Nailed it. Okay, so
it's also
basically, as long as you ask where places are that have NFL teams,
yeah,
or some college teams, then we'll have a chance of getting it.
Hang on,
you've just chose. I know why you've chose Pittsburgh, and it is a bullshit city, and they're fucking assholes. And the Bengals opened up their NFL season last night against the Steelers. That it's literally one of the worst NFL. Like, this is nothing, because the Steelers have been strong. This is one of the weakest NFL teams.
Back in the Roethlisberger days.
Exactly. They got Mitch Trubisky as a QB, and they still beat the Bengals last night in overtime. Oh my God. It was the most, sorry to go off on a tangent, but I think they had about 50 yards total offense, the Steelers did. But we gave away 2 defensive touchdowns, and there were 4 interceptions. Joe Burrow gave away 4 interceptions and 2 fumbles Oh my god, it was horrendous. Sorry, I've had me.
That's all right. I don't follow pro football anymore because I'm an Atlanta Falcon fan.
They took it close. Did they win last night or did they take it close?
No, dude. They take a 20-point lead into the fourth quarter of every game and then lose. That's what they do.
You got rid of Matt Ryan now, haven't you? So you should be all right.
I didn't even know that. I don't even care. I made the mistake of looking at the phone because I knew they were playing, even though I'm not supposed to care, but something inside me was like, you should just check. And it was like 26-24.
Yeah, you lost.
With like seven minutes. And I was like, I know how this goes. They're going to kick a field goal with like 3 minutes left and that's it.
Yeah, you lost. Anyway. Literally just lost. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, back to disc golf.
Sorry. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, not the Steelers, Pennsylvania. We had not that many like top pros really playing it. The top rated player was Matty O. And then you had Joel Freeman, Niklas Anttila, Andrew Marweed, Garrett Gerthy, and then kind of not no names, but a little lower rated guys after that. So we had, where am I at? Joel Freeman took it down.
This is harder than it looks, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, you gotta hit buttons on phones while talking. It's just terrible.
And read names.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Joel won it. He was four shots down going into the last round and started like six down through seven. And this course is known for being ridiculously hard. And it's kind of like Gillies, but like way longer, where there's just like way too many trees. You can't even really have a fairway. There's not a fairway, basically.
Yeah.
So I kind of didn't really enjoy the footage that much of the course. It didn't seem very fun.
What were the scores, Josh?
So Joel had 26 under for the weekend. Chandler Kramer, 17 under. Linus Karlsson, 16 under. And then you had Matty O in fourth, just at 15.
So the scores Chandler, weren't that bad then?
No. Three rounds. So, but Joel had a 1077 rated 14 under on the third round.
Bloody hell.
And guys were getting like 8 under, basically, at best, before this. So he beat the course record by like 6 strokes.
But none of the big guns were there. But I suppose that's a good round, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody was going to beat Joel if he'd have played that same round. So, but Chandler Kramer was leading going into the last round by 4. And he didn't really blow it. Joel just kind of took it from him. But the entire time, Chandler's got this like ugly seafoam chlorine colored green mop on his head, right?
What?
You guys know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Chandler Kramer?
No.
No.
He's got green hair.
Oh, he's dyed
it
green.
Like, and it's like really...
No, it's natural.
It's awkward. It's natural. it's kind of awkwardly long. Like, it's not long, but it's not short.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah.
It just looks like he needs a haircut, basically.
Yeah.
But he was just like a petulant child the entire round. Like he'd like make a putt from like 11 meters and just like walk up to the basket shaking his head like, oh, God. Like he looked like he was being forced to hang out with his parents at the movie theater like on a Friday night. You know what I mean? Like just so annoying. And then add the hair to that. Anyway, not my favorite player. But anyway, he blew it.
Who's not your favorite? Kramer.
Yeah.
So you didn't really like anyone who was playing at the weekend?
No, I was just thinking, it's like the most annoying card of golfers I've ever watched on a lead card final
least
round.
At least Nico wasn't on there as well.
But he's entertaining. but yeah, you had James Proctor on the card and Linus Karlsson on the card as well. But
not like
they just weren't having...
Or were they,
no, they're fine.
They're just a bit meh.
Yeah, and they were having pretty meh rounds as well. So, but yeah, it's, you know, Joel played great. And then
you're saying that with gritted teeth, aren't you?
Yeah. But over on the ladies' side, we had your 2022 world champion, take the win. She's just, you know, she's never going to lose again, I don't think.
I'm getting a bit bored now. She was my favourite player, but it's getting a bit boring now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a similar situation where you had, you know, not that many great players showing up. Because I think everyone's trying to get to Vermont early, right, and start practicing for the next tournament. But we had Kristen Tatar at 16 under.
How old do you think Kristen Tatar is?
She is 32.
I was going to say, same age as me, I bet, yeah.
I think.
So she's not really young. I didn't know whether she'd be in her late 20s. Just no, trying to figure out how much longer she's going to potentially have at the sort of the top level.
Look at Scoggins is near the top. Disc golfers can go on until they're 45, 50 if they want.
Yeah. I think her window is wide open still.
Interesting to see how, if she can continue this, whether she can get to, like, sort of...
What's like with Finland and Estonia and, like, all those countries, they take disc golf so seriously that, like, they actually train and do, like, you know, workouts and things. Like, whereas some of us, me, like, I'm not working out. I'm going to be 37 in December. Like, I should probably start doing something if I want to continue to play.
You need to start looking after your body, Josh.
Yeah, you do.
I know. I'm just gonna keep wearing a black t-shirt so it makes me look slimmer. Seems to be working for now. But yeah, we had Kristen take the win, 16 under. Jessica Weiss at 8 under. Lisa Fajkas at 2 under in Fajakas. Third place.
You said it wrong. It's Fajakas.
Fajukas.
You just said it right, you said it right, but said it wrong.
Look, Bowen, I can't have you correcting me. This is my fucking news segment.
Exactly.
What was the event called?
We don't correct you, Bowen, in your news segment.
What was the event called?
All we ask is that you return the same courtesy that we give you.
Yeah, but what was the event called?
It was called the Butler County Classic.
Okay, I've just found it. It's Silver Series, yeah.
Oh, you want to do the news now? Okay, all
right. Oh, right. Hang on a minute. Stop having a fit.
The news is done. The news is done. Yeah, it's done. And Josh, I'll say you've done a very good job there, especially as a very late, last-minute stand-in.
I do apologize.
I thought you did excellently.
Thank you. I didn't even prepare for this.
Neither did I. No.
I took it upon my shoulders to lift the load. For it. I mean, he puts notes in his phone that he can never find.
That is very true.
And every time we go through to start the news, instead of getting his phone out ready for the news segment, he just it takes the opportunity to have about 5 drags on his vape, which he stopped doing now.
I haven't seen a single puff of smoke this week.
I've given up. I don't vape anymore.
Not even the nicotine-free stuff.
Not even nicotine-free. I'm off it. Although, can we not talk about it? Because it really makes me want
one. Okay. Yeah. We'll move on to the segment that I need advice on. So, I think I've said a few weeks ago that I'll be on the show next week, but the 2 weeks after that, I won't be on the show because I'm going to Florida. And my plan is to play Bill Fredericks Park, which is... they've got a couple of courses there, but I think at least one of them was part of the Amateur World Championships last year. And I haven't got loads of baggage. We've got one bag between the family, basically, because I'm tight and I don't want to pay for any more. So,
are your mum and dad going?
Yeah.
They're taking more bags, surely.
Yeah, they don't do the economy. They do like the one up from Academy. Put it in there, send
up. I was gonna say, just give them your frisbees.
Yeah, could do.
And then just take a shopping bag on the other end.
Josh, shut up, because that would ruin the segment.
Okay, that's why I always said it. Yeah.
So, I've said to myself, right, you can take 3 discs. I can fit 3 discs in. I'll stick them in the bag, in the luggage, and that'll be fine. Okay, so my question to you is, first of all, We've said about like what discs you would take or whatever, but I'm talking about what mold, what style, what. So like, an overstable putter, or a neutral driver. Do you know what I mean?
Destroyer, tilt, and a polecat.
That's exactly what I just said, wasn't it? You listen to anything.
You don't want specific disc names.
Yeah. What type of disc would you be... three discs would you be looking at taking?
But it all varies depending on person to person, doesn't it?
So you're going to play the original course?
No, probably the T2, is it? It's called. I think that's meant to be the better one. Better rating on U-Disc anyway.
If it was me going, I would take an overstable sort of fairway, an overstable mid-range, and a putter. You should take an Insanity, so a neutral sort of driver.
The issue is, though, with that, is if there's a bit of wind, if there's some wind, a neutral to fairly understable or a little bit understable driver, it's going to be really tough in a strong wind.
Throw it on a mega hoiser, then?
I don't feel like it's going to be very windy.
No, I can't foresee it being too windy.
Are you going during tornado season?
7,000 foot course.
You ain't going to be doing that, Duff.
It's not 7,000.
The ODGC Orlando Open fundraiser layout is 7,900.
Yeah, but look how many holes that is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a lot of holes.
How many holes is it?
It's 27.
No way Duffy's doing that. Are you going during tornado season?
Yeah, my plan is it's cheaper, that's why.
Going during tornado season?
Yeah, well, it's tornado season now, isn't it? But it tends to happen more.
Tornadoes
start
don't happen
September.
In Florida. Tornadoes don't happen in Florida.
What are they? Hurricanes. Yeah, I meant hurricanes.
That might happen, but you're not going to be playing disc golf if that happens.
No, but then that would be windy. Otherwise, it's not windy, is it?
I mean, if it's like a couple of days before, yeah, it's going to suck. It's going to be really windy. You'll get out before the hurricane gets there, but...
So my plan is to play Bill Frederick Park, T2. It's called on U-Disc, off the blue tees. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's some decent length holes. So, obviously, I need to take... some form of driver.
Neutral driver.
Well, I don't know. Would you take a fairway driver, Josh? Or would you take a faster...
Yeah.
Boat?
I would probably take neutral fairway, overstable fairway.
He's only allowed three discs.
And a putter, a neutral putter.
There'd be no mid-range.
Nope. Because if I were going to throw a mid-range, I would just throw my putter. So like if you get like a nice straight putter.
Like an
not
MV.
Like, not like understable. Yeah, like an MV. You can putt with it, and you could also throw just about as far as you can a mid-range.
Yeah.
And then any of your short, like, dumpy forehands, you could just do like overstable fairway, like a Firebird
or
something.
Or a Firebird.
Yeah, and just, like, throw it soft.
And then take an FD for your...
Yeah. And then you're done.
So you're looking at sort of 8 or 9 speed for both of them, both of the drivers.
Yeah. Because, I mean...
See, my initial thought was, and I feel like this is wrong, but like I feel like I would want an overstable throwing putter... A putting putter, and also like an 8-speed.
Where are you getting your distance
neutralish
from?
Neutralish driver.
The 8-speed.
Oh, what's your overstable putter? The zone.
Probably the zone. Yeah.
The thing is, 4 would be the perfect number.
You're frozen.
Yeah. That's why it's tricky, and I feel like maybe I have to change it to 4.
Because you want that overstable putt approach.
Yeah.
And you want your putting putter.
Yeah.
But then you'll have like an overstable fairway and then a neutral one. And then you're golden.
So therefore, we've just agreed that what I said about 30 shows ago, that mid-ranges are pointless.
Yeah.
We've just come to the conclusion that that's it right.
It's just true. It's just true.
I throw my pyro sort of 80 to, let's say, 90 metres. I don't think I could throw a putter that far.
Yeah. Because the thing is, as well, there's like water carry holes. And I'm thinking, what I don't want to do is, obviously, if I've only got one fairway driver or one driver, I don't want to lose that. Because then if you're playing 280 meter holes,
there's
going to be
this
a long
many
way
courses,
just
this many layouts, and they did part of Worlds there, then there is going to be a shop on site.
There isn't, is there, Doc?
Not as far as I'm aware, but
there'll be one where around where you're going to
be. You can get discs from Walmart anyway, can't you?
Yeah, you go to Dick's or Walmart.
Yeah. Go where? But
then you go get
Dick's
your
Sporting Goods.
Buy you a distance driver from Dick's when you get there, like a cheap
Firebird or a
Well, the one you're going to throw over the water, so like a distance something.
DX, something shitty in DX.
Or
no,
Pro.
There isn't a shop there.
There'll be like a Walmart or somewhere.
So that's my dilemma. So you're thinking, see if I can squeeze an extra one in, take an overstable putter, a putting putter, and two drivers.
What's more important, your missus is close for 2 weeks or your discs? Oh no, Kay, none of your clothes are in the bag. Why haven't you packed
Dylan.
Them, Kay? Dylan. Why are these frisbees in here, Dylan?
I knew he'd do that.
Dylan needs to gain some favour in your book after the last
couple of shows. So that'd be interesting. I'll go back to the drawing board then.
Given those four mold choices, what would you pick from what you have?
What disc would I pick?
Yeah.
Probably or be an Envy. See, I'm tempted to take a Glow Envy.
Why? Because it's a little bit more stable.
It's a bit more stable, and I feel like I can get a bit behind that and almost use it as a bit of a mid-range. As well as putting with it, even though it's in premium plastic. Four.
That's a mid-range, anyway.
It's not, though, is it? It's like putting approach in it.
Yeah, but... This is an argument for another time.
Yeah.
Okay, Envy.
Probably Glow Envy. Then a Zone.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking probably like a Halo Leopard 3. No, it's not going to work. Hang on, I'm losing it.
No, I like that choice.
Yeah, I know, but I want to get the Glow Insanity in as well, which is relatively similar. Obviously, the Glow Insanity is a little bit touch quicker, but it's got a relatively similar flight sort of trajectory, stability.
Put in your Firebird then.
Yeah, you need a.
I don't throw a Firebird enough though. That's the issue.
But that's a stable disc. What stable fairway have you got? You don't really throw one.
Don't really bag on. That's the issue.
But you need it for if there's a headwind.
See, this is the problem with my bag. It's all right, and I'm pretty comfortable with it as long as it's not extreme winds. But if it's extreme winds, I've only really got a Zone and a Destroyer. Outside of that,
and a
Firebird, yeah. Yeah.
If your Destroyer is overstable enough, it could be your Firebird, you know, depending on your arm speed.
It's too beefy in reality, isn't it? A Destroyer's too beefy for us. It's like, as a backhand
surely a
disc.
Surely a Firebird's more beefy, though.
Than a Destroyer?
Yeah.
No.
Destroyer will fly straighter than a Firebird.
Destroyer is -1.3, isn't it?
I can't throw a Firebird farther than I throw a Destroyer.
Yeah, I can throw a destroyer further.
A destroyer's about 17 speed, isn't it? So it's more...
11.
12.
It's 12. Is it's a 12 speed, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wraith is 11, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a 12 speed and it's stable, so that means it's more stable, doesn't it?
No.
It's more stable no, than the numbers
I'm thinking
suggest.
About what disc I'm throwing still. So I'm going Glow Envy. I'm going Zone. I'm almost certainly going to go Glow Insanity.
Sexton yeah. Firebird.
Which means I could do with a relatively... I'm be happy with that. I don't think there's going to be extreme winds. And I'm going to bank on the Glow Insanity being enough stability for me. And then I need something that's probably going to turn over a little bit because I don't really like throwing forehands. If
well, this is why this. I told you the three discs.
Do you throw Roadrunners?
No.
I told you the discs you should take, and you're ignoring me. Envy, Hex, Insanity.
No.
That's all you need because you can turn the Hex over.
Yeah, but I haven't got. I want to take the Zone. That's the issue.
Well, take.
So I think I'm going to do the Glow Envy Zone. And G-Star Leopard, which is pretty flippy. And the Glow Insanity. That's a four, I think. That is a four.
Okay.
But right. I thought this would be... Because this was a genuine issue that I was... Well, not an issue, is it? But like this is a genuine thing that I thought I was going to chat to you about anyway. I thought I might as well do it on the podcast. But it'd be interesting to hear what other people's choice were. If you message us, don't message the actual disc. Message what three slots you'd try and fill. Because it's quite an interesting one. Because I think if you go to three, it does make it harder. Because you feel like you have to leave one out. Do you know what I mean?
I think you go mega overstable fairway driver, i.e. the tilt. Because you can throw that any way you want. I can even get it to go straight on a light thumb roller. So that's the kind of disc you want to take.
Yeah, I think you're right. What, just that one? Or three of them?
Just that, and you can putt with that as well.
Yeah, putt with it as well.
I know you said don't name the disc, but that's the only one in that sort of space.
Okay, I kind of already said mine. So putting putter... Overstable putt approach, overstable fairway, neutral fairway.
But then you've added an extra disc. Get rid of one of them.
I know, but we said four though, didn't we?
No, we said three originally.
Said four. We went to four, but it's okay. So you have to drop one of those then to make it to three.
All right, if I have to drop one of those, it's going to change the whole game. I'm going to go. Jawbreaker Zone. For my putting, and then I can also use it as like utility. Z-Zone. Oh shit. Three is really hard.
Yeah.
I've got
it's quite a challenge, man.
You can think of yours, Josh. Mine's overstable fairway, overstable sort of mid, or yeah, overstable mid and putter. That's all I need.
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna go back. So Jawbreaker Zone for putting and putt approach, or putt and approach. Overstable fairway, neutral fairway. And if I'm picking the disc, it's JB Zone, Firebird, Leopard 3.
What's in star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's something like a Rico, Luna, whatever you want. I don't know. Whatever your putter is, a choice is. Then something like a Pyro or a Gator. And then I would take a Firebird. I don't know which one. I don't know. Or a Raptor. Either a Firebird or a Raptor.
Yeah, what happens when you get to a hole that's like 80 meters straight in the woods?
Exactly.
You have your putter. You just throw your putter twice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fair enough.
And you've got your par.
Fair enough. I mean, that's kind of how you don't want to fade too hard in the woods with a fairway or whatever. So putt so is,
I,
you know,
I think
it's a sensible choice.
If I do go to three, I think I would drop. I would drop the Leopard 3, the G Star Leopard, and I would change the Glow Insanity to a slightly less stable Insanity.
Ah, because you've got the different essences, haven't you?
Yeah.
Did you find? Did you lose one on Friday, or did you find it? Did you find it? Okay.
Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you.
That was very disc golfy show this week, I feel like.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. We spent an hour talking about gladiators and wrestling.
Well, as it's almost an hour and a 5 minutes now, we'll run that short.
Were you going to say an hour and a half?
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking at the time and how long we had left, or how long it had gone. Yeah, so we're running an hour and five. So should we call it there? We haven't got any more updates as yet on the In the Chains Unprofessional Open, but obviously we're planning on getting that out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. All the thoughts. So just keep your eye out for that. We've got some bits and bobs coming into the shop. Obviously, we'll post in the group when they arrive.
Nothing major, is it? Because you're off on holiday, so...
A couple of good things.
Yeah, there are some sneaky little ones in the one order.
In the one order. There's something I might purchase out of the one order anyway.
No.
What?
Can't get high for your own supply, mate.
Well, can if I buy it?
No, you can't, because that's how the slippery slope starts.
So I'll try and ask Bowen to see if I can buy our own disc. So keep an eye out for that. And then I'll see you two on Sunday for filming.
Oh.
So that should be good.
I think there's a competition at the weekend, isn't there? I think at Quarry Park, I'm not sure what one, but I know there is a tournament there.
Is it a Masters one? Oh, no, is it the UK Women's Disc Golf one?
Oh, yes, it is. It's the UK Women's Disc Golf one at the weekend.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention that in the news. It is a Bowen's News segment.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. You've let the whole side down there.
In true form.
Well, who's editing this week?
Me.
You can always drop that back. You can always record a bit and drop it in, Josh.
Yeah, and make then, yourself look then, better.
And then forget to edit this part out.
Okie doke. You got anything else to say, Bowen?
Nah.
You got anything else to say, Josh?
Nope.
It's a wrap. And remember to keep it in the chains.
KWITC.
Keep it in the chains.
It doesn't seem as cool to say KWITC at the end of the show. It's like... I don't know.
Yeah, it does suit you, though, it not being cool.
Ouch.
Thanks for listening to In the Chains. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you like the show, please leave us a review. Make sure to check out our YouTube channel to view our round videos and course flythroughs. And hit subscribe there, too. Until next time, keep it in the chains.